It is March 13th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including comments from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. If you did not know what SVB was or stood for before today, don't worry. You will know after today. We have everything, everywhere, all at once about SVB right here in JLN with a hat tip to the Oscars, where the movie by that name took home 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actress Michelle Yeoh, and Best Supporting Actress for Jamie Lee Curtis. This is the whale of a problem, as the Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, was taken possession by California state regulators Friday, who assigned the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, as the receiver. Problems accelerated for SVB when Peter Thiel's Founders Fund and other venture capital firms told their firms in their portfolios to remove their deposits from the bank. Much of the business journalism over the weekend reported on this West Coast bank that focused on the technology sector and startups and failed to raise capital last week. The FDIC held an auction for the bank, which started on Saturday and was to end on Sunday. Initially, the story was that if no buyer was found, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was looking for a way to protect uninsured depositors, the New York Times reported. The Federal Reserve came out with emergency measures on Sunday that backstopped all depositors, insured and uninsured. Also on Sunday, state regulators closed Signature Bank, and the Federal Reserve also announced its deposits would be made whole, Barron's reported. Signature was one of the last firms to offer services to blockchain companies after Silvergate announced it was liquidating, Fortune reported. Signature is the third largest bank to fail, behind SVB and Washington Mutual back in 2008, Yahoo Finance reported. A bank with a similar profile to SVB, Republic Bank in San Francisco, received some additional funding from JP Morgan and the U.S. Federal Reserve, MarketWatch reported. The UK arm of SVB was bought by HSBC for £1 in a transaction that was completed immediately. The Bank of England said all the SVB deposits are safe and secure, Bloomberg reported. This week is FIA's International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. The conference opens Monday with the Coinbase Evening Reception, the first ever pre-conference networking reception. The conference features a current and former CFTC chairman speaking. The current CFTC chairman, Rostam Benham, and former chairman, Timothy Massett. It also features the return to the conference of former ICE executive and former Georgia U.S. Senator, Kelly Loeffler. Loeffler will be joined at the ICE Energy Breakfast by Wall Street Journal contributor Karl Rove and Democratic strategist Donna Brazile. Loeffler's return to the industry will be something to watch, as she has not changed directions since her hard right turn when she ran for the U.S. Senate. Her Twitter feed is a stream of political red meat themes, including anti-Biden, anti-Soros, and anti-Antifa posts. Registration for the Boca Conference has been closed for weeks due to capacity constraints, and FIA even stopped taking additions to the wait list. It must have been a long wait list. They have instituted a sign-up for a list for an early notification for registration for the 2024 Boca Conference, so you don't get shut out again. The FIA Boca Charity Golf event scheduled for March 16th at 1 p.m. has Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing as the title sponsor. Other sponsors of the event include ABN AMRO Clearing, Barclays, BSO, CQG, Aventis, and Genesis. JLN will be set up in the Grand Pre-Assembly Hall with our video team during the conference. Look for the bright lights and the old guy with the shiny forehead. Speaking of video, CBOE Digital is coming out with a new offering, CBOE Digital TV. This is another example of a commercial entity producing high-quality content in their sweet spot, but missing the important element of independence that professional journalists have. Interestingly, CBOE Digital TV does feature former JLN journalist and executive Jessica Darmani, and she has been aided with her social media promotion of the new offering by CBOE digital media specialist and former JLN journalist Spencer Doerr. So the new offering does have that going for it, but I still value the independent journalism over high quality in-house production. No offense to my former colleagues. While I am talking my own book, I am also talking about the principles in which I believe. For those of you in the U.S., did you spring forward on Sunday? Did you change your clocks that are not tied to some computer that is smart enough to do it by itself? Are you ready for the darker mornings in exchange for later sunsets? Welcome to Daylight Savings Times. Alexandra Bocking has left FIS and is joining FIA Tech as a senior business development manager. The agenda is live for the Derivatives Forum Frankfurt, taking place March 22nd to 23rd at Congress Center Mess, Frankfurt. Focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes, the Derivatives Forum features thought leadership insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and on-site networking opportunities. This year, the Derivatives Forum is in person and online. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. The World Resources Institute is hosting a webinar, Unlocking Clean Energy Deployment, a conversation with Senator Brian Schatz about the future of transmission permitting reform, March 14th, 1 p.m. to 2:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The webinar will discuss federal transmission permitting reform and the growing need to rapidly deploy clean energy infrastructure. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Crypto bros turn back time on their Rolexes, Patek Philips. Many of those who bought luxury timepieces during the boom of 2022 have been forced to sell, but those bargains might soon run out. Inflation? What inflation? It's gotten so much cheaper to get your hands on a Rolex. After a boom and bust in the market for pre-owned watches over the past 3 years, there have lately been signs of stability, particularly for Rolex. Time may now even be running out for bargain hunters, though that will depend on whether crypto bros are finished offloading their collections and if a resurgent China compensates for slowing demand in the U.S. My comment. Back in the day, you could find a nice Rolex for sale behind the Board of Trade building after a wicked day in the markets. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Ivy League schools sure look like a cartel. Plaintiffs say the universities have engaged in price fixing by agreeing not to offer athletic scholarships. It's a fair point. Pity the poor Ivy League. Last January, a lawsuit claimed that the Ivies have been contrary to their promises, making admission decisions based on how much students can pay. Then in September, their cherished antitrust exemption expired. This week brought a fresh suit in which former student athletes argue that by agreeing not to offer athletic scholarships, the schools have engaged in illegal price fixing. My comment, they're not a cartel. They're just a strategically aligned higher education group of schools. Here's another story, this one from Business Insider. The headline, Paul Krugman says Silicon Valley Bank could have been called Schmoozing and Vibes Bank, but it's probably not another Lehman moment. Paul Krugman has played down the threat posed by Silicon Valley Bank's collapse to the financial sector, suggesting the startup lender was more of a Schmoozing and Vibes Bank than a new Lehman Brothers. In a Twitter thread, the New York University economist argued why SVB's failure wasn't a harbinger for the banking system as a whole or a repeat of the Lehman collapse that sparked the 2007-08 global financial crisis. My comment, Paul, you need to work harder on your insults. Here's a story from Money, the headline, earning more money actually does make people happier. Study. We all suspected it, and now there's even more research to prove it. Earning more money does actually make people happier. That's according to a new study from Daniel Kahneman and Matthew Killingsworth, researchers at Princeton University and the University of Pennsylvania, respectively, which finds that happiness rises as income does. The analysis upends previous research from Kahneman that concluded that happiness tends to increase with income only up to about $75,000 in annual earnings. In his 2010 study, earnings above that threshold didn't seem to have a big impact on a person's daily happiness. My comment, whoever posted this to JLN, I'm cutting your pay. How does that make you feel now? Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story last Friday was the Financial Times, smartphones and social media are destroying children's mental health. Second was from Reuters via Yahoo, Main Street investors pressure SEC confront Wall Street on stock plan. Third was Intercontinental Exchange's CME's Terry Duffy visits the NYSE, reflecting on trading futures and the future of trading. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The headline, SVB Signature Bank depositors to get all their money as Fed moves to stem crisis. U.S. regulators took control of a second bank Sunday and announced emergency measures to ease fears depositors might pull their money from smaller lenders after the swift collapse last week of Silicon Valley Bank. The measures, which include guaranteeing all deposits of SVB, were designed to shore up wavering confidence in the banking system. They were jointly announced Sunday night by the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Here's the next story, this one from Bloomberg. SVB fallout spreads around the world, from London to Singapore. More than 100 founders and CEOs are writing to UK Chancellor. SVB's collapse has led to cash crunch for startups globally. The fallout from the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is beginning to spread around the world. Startup founders in California's Bay Area are panicking about access to money and paying employees. Fears of contagion have reached Canada, India, and China. In the UK, SVB's unit is set to be declared insolvent, has already ceased trading, and is no longer taking new customers. On Saturday, the lenders of roughly 180 tech companies sent a letter calling on UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt to intervene. And then here's a story from Reuters. The headline, Wall Street examines risks around short-dated options as warnings rise, sources. An explosion in trading in a type of equity derivative security in recent months has prompted Wall Street players and a major clearinghouse to examine the potential risks it poses, according to two sources familiar with the matter. So-called zero-day expiry options, or zero DTE, which refers to contracts that expire in less than 24 hours, offer retail and institutional traders a relatively cheap, though high-risk way to bet on intraday swings in stock prices. They could be tied to the price of indices, exchange-traded funds, or single stocks. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.